Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In your mind, 8-3 last year, 8-3 this year at this juncture, in what ways do you think this team looks better to you, if that's the case?
Better team what? Say it again.
In other words, you were 8-3 at the same point a year ago. In what ways do you think the 2020 version of this team is better? And if you could expand on, you know, what you see that's different, better about this version than last year at the same time.
I think the personnel that we have, at least on offense, for sure. I can only speak for the offense, but we're better as an offense this year than last year. Just new guys having the personnel in there. And then a lot of the new guys from last year being in the offense for a full year helps. For sure. I know it's helped with me, you know, getting used to running all these new routes that, you know, I may not have run before. So, and then just being together and knowing one another helps as well. You know, me and Josh's relationship this year is way better than it was last year, on the field and off the field. So, those are a few things.
And one more, Cole. I know you guys never should and do apologize for wins. That's the whole point. But you, it feels like, you know, a year ago that might have come up in some occasions with, quote, lesser teams or teams with lesser records. You've beaten, you know, the teams that are doing well, heavyweights as far as record wise. In that, from that standpoint, does that register with you that, you know, again, through 11 games, you've had some wins that carry maybe some extra weight just because of who you've beaten?
I mean, I don't think so. Every game's different and presents its own challenges. And, you know, we're going to match up against other teams better than others, no matter what their record is. It's more about the personnel they have and what they do defensively for us. So, you know, it comes down to matchups. And, you know, and then on any given day, who can execute, you know, their scheme better than the other. So there's been a lot of games that we've done that, and then there's been a few that we have not. So, you know, really, as long as we take care of what we need to on our end, you know, we'll have a good shot of beating anybody.
Thank you, Cole.
Yep.
Hey, Cole. Dante Lastin, can you hear me?
Yep.
With this being the second consecutive season with an 8-3 start, how can looking back on the hardships of last season help improve this football team down the stretch?
I mean, you can learn from any year, not just last year, or, I mean, you can even learn from some of this stuff that we've done this year. So, you know, every time that we watch film is an opportunity for us to learn something new and get better. And there's never a point in time where you just know it all, or you're the best you can ever be. You know what I mean? I feel like you can always get better no matter what, no matter how many years you played in the league. So, and really the best teacher is experience. So, you know, every year that we've had up to this moment has helped us in some way, and each day is going to do that for us.
Definitely. What have you seen from the 49ers defense on film?
They're definitely one of the better defenses in the league. They got a lot of good guys, a lot of savvy veterans on the other side of the ball. So, you know, they mix in coverages, mostly zone, but they'll mix in some man here and there. But we just got to do what we do and execute on our end, and we'll be fine.
Definitely. Well, thank you, and good luck this week.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, Cole, it's John Scott. I know we've asked you a lot about John Brown in the past, but with him being on IR, there's some definitive a time frame at least that you know you won't have him. Have you guys gotten, as a passing game, gotten used to where you're all slotted with your roles and how things work with John not in the lineup?
I mean, the only guys who really have to adjust are the guys that are playing for John. So, you know, it doesn't really change much for me and Steph. But, you know, we feel like we have a very deep, you know, receiver group. So guys have stepped in and played well and done their job. You know, it's next man up, and they've done a good job of that so far. And we're going to continue to do that. I only expect that from those guys, even though, you know, Gabe's a young player. You know, he's not really a rookie anymore at this point in the season. He's got some games under his belt, and we trust him and know he's going to do his job. So we'll be fine. But it's, you know, we definitely would like to have John out there. I mean, he's a big part of our offense, and he helps us in so many ways, taking the top off the defense and a great route runner. So, you know, you always miss a guy like that, but our young guys have done a good job of stepping up as well.
Is there any part of it, while unfortunate, as you said, how impactful John is with the offense, that it could be used as a benefit, especially as we approach the playoffs, where some of the younger guys or guys who don't have those larger roles are getting that time now, and how could that potentially help down the stretch and come playoff?
I mean, the more time you play in this league is definitely going to benefit you or help you. I know it's helped me, so. You know, Gabe getting the opportunity to get a few more snaps is definitely not going to hurt him. It's good to just get that experience. Even with John playing, you know, Gabe has played a lot of snaps regardless. So, you know, it's a good thing that we had packages and personnels that he had already been in. So he had that experience before this moment. I think that has helped him a lot up to this point.
Thanks, Cole.
Yep.
Hey, Cole, can you hear me?
Yep.
You had mentioned that you and Josh's relationship is a lot better this year. Was there anything specifically that has made it that way? I know you said you spent a lot more time, but was there, like, did you guys do anything specifically in the off season, or, like, why would you say that it's a lot better than what it was?
I mean, just getting to know somebody over a year definitely helps personally. And then we've gotten to know each other on the field tons more, just repetition and being out there and running these routes over and over, especially the ones where I have a lot of freedom. And we've talked through a lot of things over a year. Whenever we weren't on the same page, we've talked through all that stuff. So now he knows exactly where I'm going to be, exactly what I'm thinking at all times out there on the field when I'm running these routes. And I know what he's thinking. So it just makes everything happen so much faster, so much quicker. So that's how we've gotten better in that regard.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Cole, kind of going off of that a little bit, knowing how much your relationship with Josh has progressed and how much easier that's made things in year two, what do you make of how quickly Stephon Diggs has been able to jump in and seemingly, you know, click in this offense right away and put up the numbers he has in year one?
Yeah, and John did too last year. So it's, I mean, outside's a little bit, you know, different. There's not as many option routes and not as many bodies out there. So, you know, the stuff between me and Josh, that stuff takes time. Yeah. It takes repetition and doing it and seeing all these different looks. I mean, because we're reacting to what the defense is doing. So that type of stuff takes a lot more time than, you know, a lot of the routes that we do on the outside part of the field. There's a lot more people to worry about. But, you know, Steph has done a great job of coming in here and making plays and being where he's supposed to be and picking up on the offense super quick. He's a smart guy. And Josh has done a good job of you know, knowing his body language and seeing him. So I only look for that to get better and better as we go.
How do you feel like Steph has fit into the receiver room, especially in a year where you didn't get the normal amount of time in training camp to kind of build those relationships and meetings, a lot of meetings are virtual and things like that, but how do you feel like he's acclimated himself to the group?
Yeah, it was tough initially just because, like you said, we weren't in here and it was virtual, but We're around him enough now to know the guy, and he's been a great addition to the room. He's definitely brought something different to our room, a lot of energy, some leadership as well. So anytime you get something like that added to the room, it never hurts you. So he's been fun to be around and fun to play with. I've definitely enjoyed it since he's been here. So it's been good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.